Lake Louise ski area. New site guidelines just approved here over the last week. They didn't really make too big of a deal about it, it seems. But these site guidelines are looking like the old site guidelines, even after the public feedback. The plan to allow the Lake Louise ski resort to return 669 hectares to wilderness in exchange for the option to develop some other areas nearby down the road.
It's really tied closely to the fact that an election was called, that it was announced without being announced. Okay. It was one of several hundred announcements made Friday and Saturday.
Right, because the government spent like a bazillion dollars of taxpayer money on various projects all over the country just before they called the election.
Yeah, exactly.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the minute you call an election, there's absolutely no guarantee you're going to form the next government.
Yeah. If this was a, you know, an election announcement, it seems like an odd one because there were a number of groups in opposition to the plan. But I think some people that were for it, you know, I'm kind of excited to be cutting a sweet line. Maybe that's how I'll decide my vote. Who's going to help me cut the sweetest lines next winter?
Who can ensure there's powders and snow in the winter? It was very quiet. No one was really notified of this decision. No one had heard. None of the 11 former park managers who wrote a letter expressing their concerns about several parts of that plan. By approving it before the election, that means it's done. This is the way forward. Now, I think what's also important to note is that having site guidelines only opens the door for the possibility of these things happening.
Yeah, it's not like they're just going to take some bulldozers and start clear-cutting trees.
Yeah,
you know,
nothing has been actually approved. A long-range plan has to be. But it's really concerning to look at how this process has rolled out and how fast it has been. The fact that there were no changes made whatsoever to the plan, and given the concerns expressed, it looks to me like this was a done deal before it was done. And
considering how long was the review process where they asked for the public feedback?
And 2 weeks. There was 2 weeks for public feedback, and then 4 weeks later, they quietly approved it on a Saturday morning. I'm just glad to see that the Lake Louise Ski Hill has gone through the process of establishing their guidelines.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily personally opposed to this because I don't think the Lake Louise Ski Resort is going to be an irresponsible developer. I think they'll manage this responsibly. This gives them the option to expand, to attract more visitors to the area, to improve our local economy, which, you know, that's another side of the equation.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Jasper or Marmot Basin Ski Hill has their site guidelines. Lake Louise has site guidelines now. Norquay was the first ski hill in a national park to have their guidelines. Who's missing from this group?
Sunshine Village.
I think that will be the next ski hill we see go through this process, and it'll be really interesting to see what's put on the table for that one.
Mm-hmm.